Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Sister, Basel, Switzerland, February 24th, 1887. Portions of this letter are published in TDG 63. My dear sister, I received your letter yesterday and will hasten to reply. In the first place, I would call your attention to the precious promises in the Word of God. All who are children of God have not the same powers, the same temperament, the same confidence and boldness. I am glad indeed that our feelings are not evidence that we are not children of God. The enemy will tempt you that you have done things that have separated you from God, and that he no longer loves you. But our Lord loves us still, as we may know by the words he has placed on record for just such cases as yours. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John 2, verse 1. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9. Now, my dear sister, I have evidence that God loves you, and that precious Savior who gave himself for you that you might be saved will not thrust you from him because you are tempted, and in your weakness may have been overcome. He loves you still. Peter denied his Lord in the hour of his trial, but Jesus did not forsake poor Peter. Although Peter hated himself, the Lord loved him. And after his resurrection, he lovingly remembered Peter and called him by name and sent to him a loving message. Oh, what a kind, loving, compassionate Savior we have, and he loves us though we err. Now do not worry yourself out of the arms of the dear Jesus, but lie trustingly in faith. He loves you, he cares for you, he is blessing you, and he will give you his peace and grace. He is saying to you, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Notwithstanding you may be depressed with bodily infirmities, yet this is no evidence that the Lord is not working in your behalf every day. I tell you, Jesus loves us although we err and are betrayed into sin. He will forgive us, he will pardon, and that abundantly. Gather to your soul the sweet promises of God. Jesus is our constant, unfailing friend, and he wants you to trust in him. God is at work, and Satan is at work. The Lord is working to save, and Satan is working to destroy. The corruption that is in the world, all the unholy influences on every side, are ever working on us to sink us to their low level. Satan would have our minds drawn away from the mighty Helper to pondering over our degradation of soul and feeling that all its substance is being wasted and God dishonored. Look away from your wretchedness to the perfection of Christ. We cannot manufacture a righteousness for ourselves. Christ has in his hands the pure robes of righteousness, and he will put it upon us. He will speak sweet words of forgiveness and promises. And he presents to the thirsty soul fountains of living waters, whereby we may be refreshed. He bids us to come unto him with all our burdens, all our griefs, and he says we shall find rest. We must therefore believe, if we come to him, that he speaks pardon, and we must show our faith by resting in his love. The heart is moved by all that is tender and pure and lofty, high ambition, holy joys, ennobling motives, endearing sympathies, and needful help. He sees the guilt of the past, and he speaks pardon, and we must not dishonor Jesus by doubting his love. This feeling of guiltiness must be laid at the foot of the cross of Calvary. The sense of sinfulness has poisoned the springs of life and true happiness. Now Jesus says, "Lay it all on me. I will take your sin. I will give you peace." Destroy no longer your self-respect, for I have bought you with the price of my own blood. you are mine. Your weakened will I will strengthen. Your remorse for sin I will remove. Then turn your grateful heart, trembling with uncertainty, and lay hold upon the hope set before you. God accepts your broken, contrite heart. He offers you free pardon. He offers to adopt you into His family with His grace to help your weakness, and the dear Jesus will lead you on, step by step, if you will only put your hand in His and let Him guide you. Search for the precious promises of God. If Satan thrusts threatenings before your mind, turn from them and cling to the promises. And let the soul be comforted by the brightness, as the cloud is dark in itself, when filled with the light is turned to the brightness of gold, for the glory of God is upon it. May the Lord bless to your soul these few words He has prompted me to write to you.